Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So Kirsten and Shaquille, we open with them, and Kirsten's a real estate agent, so we're going to see one of her homes that she's selling, and this house is beautiful.
So nice.
So nice. Six bedrooms. It's huge. It looks new. So Nate and I, lately, we've been spending a lot of time on Zillow.
Have you?
Manifesting and just searching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And looking at this house, I almost want to cry. Like, why the hell do we live in the Northeast? Why? Why?
Yeah, it was also 2.9. So that's
it was 2.9.
You know, if that was 300,000, then literally, why are we living here?
Yeah,
but 2.9 is still
very expensive. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It feels far away. 2.9.
I forget how much it cost. Yeah, that was an expensive ass house.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but yeah, it does.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah. Oh my god. When?
But yeah,
when?
I know.
When? Lord?
When? How? How?
Yeah,
Lord?
How?
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Nashville's a very like developing kind of like up and coming. It's like a lot of people are moving. And so the houses there, I guess, are super expensive. Yeah, that makes sense. So, anyways, so Shaquille, Shaquille was looking like somebody in this hat.
Honestly.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Let's talk about what a hat and a beard will do for
what
a man.
What a hat and a beard will do. Mm. That hat was making Shaquille look like somebody. So anyway, Shaquille, him and Kirsten, they're walking around the house, looking around. They're talking about the future, talking about kids running around, all that jazz. So they sit and have a little conversation. And Kirsten's like, you know, the market is good now. You know, the market's good.
Which, what?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, when did y'all film this?
Definitely not.
Not good. That's the only thing I know about the housing market is it's a seller's market, not a buying market. Right?
Yeah.
Am I getting that right?
Right now and 6 months ago. So I don't really know what
you're
talking about.
And the time that they filmed
this. It wasn't even a renter's market.
Right?
Like, I don't know.
I was like,
this,
the market is good? What are you talking about, Kirsten? So she's like, yeah, the market's good. And, you know, your lease is up in 3 months. And Shaquille's like, yeah, you know, I'm still finishing school. I'm still paying off my loans. Like, I'm definitely.
We just met.
We just met.
Like, what?
We just met.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to get my finances in order and, you know, all normal things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kirsten goes, well, you have to buy us a house.
Very matter of fact.
Very matter of fact, full stop.
Yep.
And he's like, I will have to buy?
Yeah.
And she's like,
clarified.
Yes.
And she said yes.
She said yes. She's like, I'll be on the deed.
Yeah.
That was her. And she's like, if I'm pushing out kids, you can buy us the house. You'll be buying us the car. Those are my push gifts.
And she also says another thing that's very interesting to me, the phrasing. She said something, something, something. And then she said, so I can say my husband bought me a house.
It was definitely coming from a place of looking around what everybody around her and her circle does. And this is what she, it was very much that. There was another scene too, where she brought up how this is what I see people's husbands do. I'm glad you brought that up.
We are filming. If you see us, you know, we are doing this in like some interesting timing. We just talked about this with Mia and Gordon on Real Housewives of Potomac.
We did. Why
they are renting all these different like big houses to keep up with the Joneses. People do this shit all the time.
You're trying to build a life with somebody.
But it's hard, though. It's hard because people will ask you questions. People will be like, well, your husband didn't buy you a house. Well, why not? If all your friends are like that, they're going to be like, are you serious? You have to work for it. Da, 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 da. Like, people be questioning you about that shit.
Well, I'm going to need you to have a stronger sense of self as a 32-year-old woman to be able to tell people, yes, this is how our relationship is designed and X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
That, to me, that feels easier than trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
She was bringing a lot of looking around to the left, to the right, what everybody else is doing.
Yeah. And then not on her own.
Putting that on Shaquille. And that is, now you're putting expectations on him. Now you're setting up, you're souring his mind too, as a quote unquote man who wants to provide and he doesn't want to be told that.
That's it.
And then now you're telling me, well, everybody else's husband's doing, so you have to do it too. Hold up. Wait a minute. I don't need you to tell me that I am grown. And that was my expectation for myself anyways. Mm-hmm. So, it was just kind of whack.
It was
just very whack. Yeah. And Shaquille's just kind of like, huh? Like, sitting there like, where is all this? He can barely get anything out of Kirsten, but she came with so much like conviction when it came to this topic and how he was going to buy her a house.
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
Like, you're not going to give nothing else, but this is what you choose.
But this is what you choose to lean in on. Right.
This is not attractive.
No.
This is not attractive. This is not even feminine. This is not nearly as, like, divine feminine as she thinks.
As she thinks she's portraying. Yeah.
This is giving teacher student. This is giving boss employee. This is not giving husband wife.
And at one point she even says to him, this is who I am, like very loud
is it,
and proud.
Or is it what you want to tell people?
What you want to tell people.
So is it actually you? You have no furniture in your house. Why should I buy you shit?
I don't think she has a very strong sense of self.
Oh Lord.
Let's just start there. I don't think she really does know a lot of, you know, who she is. Simple as it seems, I think was very telling. Walking into her apartment and seeing a whole lot of blankness. I don't think she knows what type of art she wants on the wall, or what type of furniture she actually likes, or what kind of color. Yeah. Like, I don't think she knows how to like build a home to bring her personality in it, because I think she still has a lot of figuring out herself to do. So even these expectations that she's throwing at Shaquille or things she saw her dad do. So in her head, she's like, that's what I need in a husband, instead of defining that for herself.
Right.
All my friends' husbands, they buy their wives' houses and cars. Yeah. So I think that's what I want too. And then throws that at Shaquille. But I don't even know if she sat and asked herself, what do you want a husband?
What do you want? Right. Because that is not the same nigga.
No.
That is not the same man.
Right.
You can have yourself a church going, family oriented, this, that, and the third. Or you can get you a baller who buy you a house.
Right. You gotta pick a struggle though.
You gotta pick one. You gotta pick one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was that. That's how we opened.
Lord have mercy.
Jasmine, poor Jasmine. She calls in her best friend Nikki.
Poor thing. Sad,
yeah. She basically is just telling her friend how hard it's been, how she started off so strong. She started off on such a high. And now even her attraction to him is starting to dwindle. Like at first she was like, he's so cute and like she's so into it. And she said for her, she really just needs cute. She's not, you know, she doesn't need to date a model or anything. Like, he's cute. But she's like, it's the personality. It's his actions. It's everything else that builds up his attraction. And he's just not bringing it. So that little bit of cute he had is just slowly dying. Her friend definitely knows her very well, because her friend was seeing her like shutting down. And was like, just don't shut off. Like, there's still time. Like, just don't totally close off. And she said she just needs more from him. Simple as that.
Yeah, I agree. Because he's been pretty vulnerable up until this point about stories he seemingly already told. Like, I'm gonna need you to get extra vulnerable with things you've never told anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Even if it's off camera, because it seems like off camera, they
don't be talking about shit. Yeah. Don't talk about anything. They turn off the lights. Everybody goes their separate ways. And that's really what it gives. Yeah. Ugh. Mm-mm. Now, Nicole and Chris, these two, they stay up all night chatting, yapping away, falling in love.
Every complete opposite. Bad thing that's ever happened to them, they just talk it through.
Truly. Oh, yeah, yeah. So they head to this little Italian market, which was cute. Mm-hmm. Nicole kind of like showing... you know, they're in the middle of Nashville, so she's like, you know, I gotta find my little Italian spot, gotta be my place. And she's talking about her childhood, how she had a very happy childhood. She's always been someone who like needed a lot of attention. For high school, she went to a new school and she was kind of like, you know, her parents didn't really set any rules for her. She was out lying, cutting school, just being like a mischievous little high schooler. And how she almost like wished her parents set boundaries for her.
And so
she's telling the story about being like a very normal, just like mischievous teenager. And Chris, I don't know if this is editing and them really trying to reach for.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me, it's been really stressing me out. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
Yeah, something
with these two, because they're these two was,
right, yeah. But they're trying to make Chris look like he's so concerned, like, oh my god, like, is she really still like this, or
yeah,
this kind of behavior reminds me of my ex and blah blah blah.
Like, Chris,
she's literally telling stories from when she was 16 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it has nothing to do with who she is today. Stop.
No.
Gina and Clint, these two just
they look like they're just doing something so transactional whenever they go out. They're like, now we're going to film at the soccer field.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Oh, God. They're just trying to make it through the end. Yeah, they're just filming. They're just showing up for the filming days, doing what they got to do, having the convos that the producers tell them to have, and that's about it. So yeah, they head to a soccer field, film this little scene of Clint talking about his childhood, I guess. But
yeah, these like alleged struggles that he had. He wasn't good at soccer. I was like, this is the most straight cis white man struggle. fuck? I was like, you still remember this happened?
Right. This traumatized you that remember? Much? What yeah. is this? Oh my God. I was like,
damn, nothing else happened to you. God nothing. Damn. Chilling.
Chilling, yo. Chilling. Now, Jasmine and Eris, they head to this card shop. Mm-hmm. Eris is going to open up a little bit about his childhood. He collected mm-hmm. cards, and cards was like his way. You know, it sounds like he moved around a lot when he was a kid.
Yes. So he had little landmarks with the cards, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Yes. And the cards helped him like make friends and stuff, which is so yeah. cute. Just picturing yeah. Eris with his little binder, his little Eris. Trapper keeper, his baseball cards, trying to make friends and trade. So cute. That made me so sad too, because you think know. Like I only lived in one place my whole life, like the yeah. same house I grew up in,
right?
I went to the same town schools, like we never moved all over the place, so mm-hmm. my friends from kindergarten like or from first grade through eighth grade, it was like the mm-hmm. same people. Mm-hmm. So I can't mm-hmm. imagine. That's hard when you're young, you're like a yeah. little nobody, like you don't yeah. know yeah. anything about yourself even, and you yeah. gotta like show up at a new school and like present oh. yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, you do need little things like cards or like you your do. Little, what do you call it, Lisa Frank folder to like start oh conversations God. And yes. shit. Like,
yeah, yeah. You need like not a collector's item, but something that's like a personality trait that is physical that you yeah. have to present to people.
Right. Yeah.
All the time.
I know.
You're like 12.
12. Like networking with your business
yeah,
cards.
Yeah, networking. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
So sad. Aww. Oh, my God. But, yeah, so he still has his card collections and things like that. Yeah. And, yeah, he talked a little bit about what he's learned in therapy, how mm-hmm. him moving up and down a lot made him more inclined in relationships to also just, like, kind of get up and
detach.
Leave. Yeah, detach very easily. Yeah, 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 yeah. And so he shared that with Jasmine, and Jasmine was like,
"So another reason why you can say no on decision day,
right?
Great."
She was just like sitting there in silence and literally said, "I have nothing to say,"
because he thinks he's giving. He thinks he is like giving her all the emotional
vulnerability
and yeah. vulnerability that she needs.
Yeah.
And he is just setting himself up to be somebody who she doesn't want to get close with.
Yeah, yeah.
He is recycling the same tactics that he's using to detach.
Yeah.
In this full marriage.
Ugh.
And then, like, inserting a therapist into it, making himself definitely seem like he is on some sort of, like, journey with this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, there's nothing positive about this.
That's where he really messed up. Because I was like, you're not sharing what you learned or how you've evolved from this person
no.
who up and leaves. He kind of just stated it as fact to Jasmine.
Fact. I am a person that
exactly.
is easy for me to leave. Yeah.
And then put a period on it and just was like sitting there looking at Jasmine. Of course she has nothing back to say. What the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, Eris. Oh my
that
God.
Was
bad. That was not good. I was not that. If I was Jasmine, I would have been terrified sitting there. Like,
yeah,
I am
too.
Shutting all the way down. I'm shutting off. Yeah. I'm not opening up because now he really just gave me the full childhood proof of why he is the way he is. Therapist approved. Like, the heck? I'm not trying to get deep with this person. Hell no.
No. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, back with Kirsten and Shaquille, Kirsten mm-hmm. takes Shaquille to her childhood home.
Yeah.
I guess this is where she lived before her parents got divorced.
Uh-huh.
And they divorced at 8, and she just talked about happy memories at the house while her family together, and
mm-hmm.
she said, quote, "This shaped her into the woman she is today. How to be strong, how to face obstacles." I still don't know anything about Kirsten.
I don't think that's true. I think she just said that. I think she just said that.
It just sounded like words strung together.
It's just words because there are very few things that happen to me, and I'm sure you as well. Any listeners, I'm very welcome to any critique of this. Something that happened to you between the ages of 0 and 8 that formulated how you were.
Mm.
And that was a 32-year-old person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very few things that happened to me between that time, because I had a very nice childhood. And it seemed like she did too.
Yeah, yeah.
Shaped me into the person I am right now. It's more of the hardships that you go through after things that happen to impact you, even if you are 8 years old, that shape you into the person you are. Right?
I mean, is that what she was saying? She said they got divorced at 8, and I think she was saying the divorce and going through that is what shaped her.
Oh, I was thinking because her dad would, like, come home with all the clothes and food that they needed.
That she was saying,
I thought that's what she was saying.
Oh. I think she was saying the divorce.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But even still, like, it just, she's not a very reflective. I'm not going to do Kirsten like that. She's not the most reflective person.
Right.
So even in this moment where she's
alleging
or purporting to be very reflective, my parents are divorced and this is what I learned from it, it's still not really giving a lot of depth.
No.
And like you've really sat with this reflection.
Right.
It sounds like words.
Because the thing that you said last was that you want me to buy you a house, which is what happened before the divorce. That's why I thought she was talking about years 0 through 8, because you were talking about things that happened. You have that expectation laid out because of who your dad was before your parents got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the divorce shaped who you are. How? So then why am I now impacted with those other things?
I don't know.
It just doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. The story doesn't add up.
Yeah.
And I'd really like to know why, okay, I was 8 years old and my parents got divorced. Now I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses all the time because I was the only kid with divorced parents in class.
Right. So, give me something.
Wrap it up, please.
Yeah.
Give it something.
Yeah.
So that I can say, okay, this is why you want to say that your husband does this for you and say that your husband does that for you. But
yeah. It's not giving a lot.
Oh, Lord.
So yeah, I mean, the same scene, she does talk about her dad, how her dad was the provider, and that's, she says that's where she gets her expectations for Shaquille, is from her dad, always providing, seems like even despite them being divorced, he was there still as a provider. And Shaquille says, you know, lets her know, like, I am a man that also wants to provide, I just don't like being told that. And then we learn in the same scene, Shaquille reveals that he has yet to meet Kirsten's
dad. Yeah, her dad has been a mystery.
It's been a mystery.
Yeah, her brother walked her down the aisle and all the rest of that.
Yeah, he shapes so much of her idea of what a husband's supposed to be and the expectations that she places on the husband that she's with right now.
Yeah.
And he's not met this man, this mystery father who has such a influence on his wife. So that was shocking. That I don't think we knew that. I think we kind of just forgot, or we all just assumed Shaquille met the dad, but we've not seen the dad. Shaquille also hasn't seen the dad, which it's interesting. I have a would you rather, friend. I don't even know if this is a good one. I slapped something together real quick. Would you rather date a man having never met his father or having never met his mother?
Oh, Christ. Okay. Never met. I would say.
That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose.
See you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.